September 2nd, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 50!
Me and my career over the years, so I'm hoping that it will be as good to our next performer. Please give a warm welcome to my man,
G-Strom.
Hey! Oh, come on. So much applause. I blushed. Thank you, Brittany. You're my sweetheart, too. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us for episode 50 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Woohoo! If you're hearing that in the background, you're like, what's all that racket? That's because we're on board a super train, Steven. How cool is this? We are here in Mulberry, circling Mulberry over and over again. Bullet train. It's awesome. This thing, I don't even know how fast it gets. It's just crazy. We're going about 50 miles an hour, I guess, you know, for the old folk. But the reason we're here on the train, we thought we'd do something different. This is, we've been doing Nowhere in Mulberry for a full year now. And for all this time, I've had Steven on my left. Steven is now sitting on my right. How's it going, Steven?
It's kind of awkward over here on the right.
Yeah.
I mean, unsettled over here.
Yeah, it is weird with you on the right. I keep like, who's that? Oh, that's Steven. What are you doing over there? But also we have Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well.
How does it feel to be, I mean, it's 50. 50
episodes.
Golden
anniversary.
I know.
Unfortunately, Bill seems to have missed the train. I don't know where he is. I keep calling his cell phone. Hopefully, he'll show up sometimes during the show. What I already told him, and we've already talked to the...
airlift him in, maybe?
Yeah, they're going to airlift him in. Brittany is going to pay for it, actually. You know, she's loaded.
Yeah.
And in fact, the reason we could be here is because of Brittany. She listened to the episode, I believe it was 48. She came out so positively... You know, we actually made her sound intelligent, talking about time travel and stuff, that she decided to foot the bill of the train and...
Here, she was taking some classes on quantum physics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Huh?
Yes, 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 Brittany.
Quantum physics.
Brittany. Don't tell anyone, but she's dumb as a bag of hammers, man. Thank you, Brittany. Wow. So just to let you guys know, we're here in the what would you call this, the cocktail cart or something? We got drinks,
the lounge
food.
Cart. Yeah,
yeah, we got all sorts of guests here. It's awesome. I'm really upset because Bill is missing out on this, but we have, hey, check it out. Look, there's Carl Monday. Hey, Carl, how's it going?
Aren't you afraid you're going to kill somebody?
We're only going 50 miles an hour.
I don't know what he's talking
we're
about.
We're on a trail?
Yeah, he's a crazy guy. Oh my God, there's Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Look at all of you wonderful people.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Jonathan. He's a great guy.
His hair looks great.
I know, it's banging. Hey, Jonathan, check out my locks. What do you think?
Bang Ladesh.
Thank you. Oh, okay, I hate to interrupt. Okay, he's ready to go? Okay, sorry, we have some handlers here telling us. We got the show on a timetable, so... Here to perform for us, our first, well, I guess our second, if you count Eugene's serenade last episode, but K-Fed is going to perform for us, guys. What up, K-Fed? Keep it real, baby. Here he goes.
With the fan.
Hey, hold up. Stop.
Yeah.
Let me take you back to 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
When I grow the Lamborghini.
Oh,
the
hell
block.
Yeah.
But not before I make them chop the top. And throw some 20 shoes.
You know what?
On that spot.
Yeah, look,
hit girls for a fight to eat. No tuxedo because they recognize me.
Yeah.
Her lifestyle of rich living and bad.
I'm in the shit rocks.
Don't hate cause I'm
we'll come back to that later. Okay, K-Fed, thank you. we got a show to do, all right? One thing
that...
Get
back in the passenger car.
Yeah, just...
He's not allowed in the lounge.
Go to the car.
Yeah, Foggy actually unplugged his mic, so thank you, Foggy. For 50 episodes, we've had the same theme song. You know, through the history of some TV shows, they decide, hey, we're going to change the theme. It upsets some people, but some people, you know, it's time to change. Well, I figured it was time for Nowhere in Mulberry to change and for us to have a new theme. Now, the Mulberry music has always been, it's been created by my dad, and he, I told him I wanted something different, something up-tempo, something people could dance to maybe, something that would get this party going, you know, bring the house down, raise the roof up, all that kind of stuff. So, I haven't even listened to this myself. He sent it to me. He said, I'm going to be happy. Let's check it out. You guys excited?
Let's go.
Oh, yes.
And a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Is that a pig?
What the hell? How did my dad do this? He's very talented, isn't he?
Long night of binge drinking.
Well, it's definitely got a beat, I guess. I guess it's kind of headbanging, right? Not really what I was looking for, though. What would you call this, death metal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Death speed metal.
You know, I think I'm getting into this now.
Oh yeah, Nowhere in Mulberry, baby.
Started a little mosh pit right there.
I know. It looks like he's done burping, I guess.
I'm drinking some more soda, crepe.
Oh, there we go. Is that a bong hit or is it burping? I don't know.
Freaking The Grudge.
Yeah, it's the little chick from The Grudge doing it on a mic.
That hurts. Dad rocks.
Yeah. I'm going to have to tell my dad to go back to the drawing board on this one.
Get some help.
Yeah, I think we're going to stick with our regular theme. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
You might lose some people with that one.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's Gordon Ramsay. Hey, chef, how's it going?
The quail's not cooked.
We should have thought about that. We're being, you know, catered tonight. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we should have talked to him before we hired the caterer.
What's wrong with the quail?
Come on. It's a little too pink.
Okay. Thanks. Hey, look, it's Roz, everybody. Hey, look, she's in the potty.
I can't get to my ass.
No, we don't want to know. Gross. Man,
neither
that's good.
Son.
Shut the door when you go in there.
I know. Look, everybody, it's Ruby Rod.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yes, I do. Please shut up.
No, we do.
Who invited that asshole?
Thank you for the food.
Yeah. So far, this is great. We have an all-star cavalcade of people. Hey, look, it's Tom Cruise!
There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Case in point?
Yeah. Vanessa, he's kind of looking at you kind of mean.
You're glim. You don't even know what Ritalin is.
Unless you need to learn what Ritalin is, apparently.
You're right. You're right, Tom.
I don't understand. Oh, my God. It's Jedi Master Yoda. How's it going, Yoda? Thank you. Oh, Steven, Leonid is right behind you. Just don't let him brush up against
you. For you, I'm Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, take your Christmas tree somewhere else, pal. Jesus. Yeah, that guy grosses me out.
I just don't want to see his candy cane.
I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, okay, Brittany. We'll get back to you and your husband later, okay, Brittany?
Go to the bar.
What we're going to do, this is episode 50. We're going to relieve, just like Roz. We're going to relive.
My ass.
We're going to relive our favorite bits on the show. You know, there's all sorts of great bits. I mean, this part of the show, let's talk about the great openings we've had in the show. We get a lot of voicemail from different listeners. Sometimes the same listener, Eugene. This is directed at you.
The mystery guy.
Yeah, the mystery caller, Credo.
While,
yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy. But
mystery guy.
What would be great is if we could revisit all of our favorite bits. What do you think, Jonathan?
I'm just going to sit here drooling over my boxes.
I don't know what that means, but okay. I think that's
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, all aboard, everybody. Let's check out this first bit. What do you say? Man, guys, I'm off my game a little because I got a little toasted last night. You know what I'm saying? You people are wondering where Mulberry Bill is. I think he had a really good New Year's. It is, by the way, in the late afternoon, so he should be up by now. Don't you guys think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Hello?
Somebody there? Come on, guys. This is like the 10th time I've called. Come on, somebody answer the phone. I locked my keys in the car. I need somebody to come pick me up, for Christ's sake. It's freaking freezing out here. I know you guys are there. Somebody pick up the phone. All right, fine. If you get this message, give me a call. You know, I'm stranded here. It's freaking freezing.
You know what's crazy, Steven, is we actually have Mulberry Bill back. Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Hey, I'm all right.
Bill is well again.
Bill, I want to apologize right now.
I've been well. I missed last week because nobody picked me up.
Now, okay, wow. Dude, ever since that episode one when the phone rang and Steven did the bad helicopter story, I just don't answer the phone and I turn it on mute. So I want to apologize for that.
But I called the red phone.
I had my jacket laying on top of it. I couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm still pissed off about that.
I'm sorry. Steven at one point even said, "Do you hear something?" I went, "Nope." But I swear I didn't hear anything. So now Bill,
I'm not talking to you.
It's going to be an interesting show then. I never ask you how it's going on China Street anymore. How's it going on?
Gee, I wonder why we abandoned that.
Yeah, maybe because it was Radio Death.
I'm living over on Johnson Street.
Johnson Street.
Yes.
From China
Street. It's on the corner of Peter Street off next to China Street, which is Wang Street.
Mulberry Space Bill. So
sweet.
If anybody wants to play with me, not play with me. But.
We've gotten voicemails coming in left and right. So I want you to hear that. This is our old brown coat friend. And
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. And remember what happened with your house. Your historical library was basically overrun with brown coat zombies, and you had no mm-hmm. place to stay.
But it's back. I got it back.
Right. Well, here's the context of this. When this happened, you had no place to stay. Let's check it out.
Not again.
Okay, hey, Mulberry guys. This is Eugene from last time, and I know
Gene.
You know who I am, but I kind of feel bad because, you know, I'm not doing the right brown coat thing by being mean and tough on you guys. And I heard your story, Mulberry Bill, about how you don't have a place to live because of the brown coat zombies. And on behalf of all the brown coats and myself and Josh Whedon, I apologize profoundly for that. And that's not right. And I just want to offer you a place to stay, Mulberry Bill.
Well,
you can
nice
come over
it.
And we're watching. We're actually having a brown coat viewing of Serenity tonight. The director's cut underground edition with an additional 35 seconds. Basic party, but you can stay over a few nights if you want, and we'll have dip and cheese dip and chips and stuff. So,
as long as there's a cheese ball
and
there.
My phone number, Mulberry Bill, and we can work something out. I feel bad about before, so I humbly apologize.
This is really sweet
on behalf
of
the verse. Okay. Goodbye.
Well, he offered you a place to stay. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I'm very thankful for that offer. If I would have actually gotten it instead of you holding it until I'm on the show, maybe I would have.
Now, hey, I gotta play it on the show. You gotta hear it brand new. All right.
Oh yeah, of course. But when I'm homeless,
but you were
matter.
Sleeping on the couch here at the station. You seem comfortable.
Oh yeah, that couch is only 30 years old. It's really comfortable.
That one spring doesn't bother you
has
too
Foggy
much.
Has Foggy ever
it?
Given you all your porn back? Or
you know what? I don't want it back.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, keep it.
Foggy.
Now, here's what happened, Bill, is then our next episode came out, the clip show, and you and I went to your library, and we basically unloaded, killed every single zombie in sight, took back your house, and...
I had no choice.
Yeah, you're living back there, you're all moved in, you know, it may look like the ship Serenity, but are you getting used to that?
Actually, I've been getting used to it. It's really nice. It's got a wonderful metallic, sterile decor. Yeah, it's all right.
Well, Eugene sent us a new voicemail after he heard this episode, and it's a little less friendly, so let's check this out.
Damn it! damn it! I just listened to your holiday mishmash up or whatever. What are you saying? That we're all zombies and you should shoot us all? Is that what you're saying? Mulberry Bill? I just offered you a peace offering. I stuck out my hand and I talked to my mom and she agreed that you're the same. No, you just want to say all these terrible things about brown coats. We're from the verse. We're big damn heroes. You're going to say that about me? You're uninvited. Uninvited, Mulberry Bill. Uninvited. Vanessa, you can come if you want. I don't... But you know, you know, with the canceling of the Brown Coat website and this, I don't know I'm going to make it.
It's too much.
You just don't... Just damn you, Mulberry Bill, to hell. And I hope the zombies eat your butt. Damn it, Mulberry Bill. Call me Vanessa.
He needs to learn not to take it so personal. These are zombies. They're not alive. They're not actual brown coats. They're brown coat zombies.
They are the undead, and they feast on human flesh. TV,
video
DVD,
game.
Things that matter in life, not hunger and poverty and politics and
third
all
world
that.
Nations.
Who yeah. cares? We care about TV, all right? Thank you
I'm
very
the
much.
Me generation. I care about entertaining me.
Now, guys, we were reviewed by another podcast, and this podcast is called The Podcast Reviewer. It's a guy named Bob, Bob the Podcast Reviewer, and he likes to review other podcasts, and he tells you what he thinks of. His tagline is, he listens to the crap so you don't have to. And he listened to our show, Nowhere in Mulberry, and he said some nice things about it. And everything he said was really nice. It was cool. He recommended to subscribe to our show, especially people like pop culture, you know, TV, movies, just like we do. Except he had a problem with one person on our show, and I'll just let you guys hear this clip. Let's listen to it.
The name of this podcast is Nowhere in Mulberry. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not your daddy's Mayberry. If you guys are here to find out about Andy Griffith and Barney Fife, this is not the place to go. However, if you guys really want to know about current events and pop culture,
yeah,
I definitely think about downloading this one or even subscribing to it. These guys are actually pretty entertaining. They talk about current events and they interject their little comments and stuff like that to it. I hope they don't take this the wrong way, but you guys will understand what I'm talking about if you download any of their past
Uh-oh.
Episodes. I just want to break Foggy's frickin' fingers.
Hey.
He's got to interject something with his little soundboard stuff. You know, it's kind of cool the first 10 times. But after the 40, 50 times of this, you know, no, I don't want it. Or, you know, some other comment that's usually put in at the wrong time and over somebody else's talking when they're trying to make, you know, the banter between back and forth.
All right,
you
Foggy,
just want to
get it, okay?
Say,
I'm
cut
hurt.
The soundboard stuff off. I mean, come on, man. You can only do it so many times, and then it's not cool anymore.
No!
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I know. Foggy's probably not going to like me because of this, but...
End of story.
Come on, Foggy. You understand me, don't you?
I
mean,
do.
You only can do it, like, 50 times per episode. I think his finger probably is sore by the end of the show. I mean, you can't click the mouse that many times and not have carpal tunnel or something. Other than that, it's really... really good. I mean, they have a lot of useless knowledge, but guys like them and myself that watch a lot of movies and TV, and we have a lot of useless knowledge, but it really does come in handy once in a while when you're trying to do reviews, like their show, when they do little episodes of TV, they play a little clip, and then they either make fun of it or talk about it a little bit. They talk about latest DVDs that are coming out. They talk about new shows that are coming out. Usually they tell you if
it
sucks or even if they went to it or not. I haven't listened to all the older shows, so I'm not quite sure where Steven and the Scientology thing comes in. But it's kind of a playoff.
Consider Scientology.
And his
psycho-Scientology
stuff. And God help me. If Scientology wackos come knocking at the front door, I think the Pod Squad will come get me before that. it's... It's very entertaining. They talk about stuff. People stupid shit. But Vanessa does the news. Jay Strom is kind of, I don't know, he's kind of a I think he's there to breathe heavily into the microphone and talk about Tron Scientology. Mulberry Bale, hey man, Morgan is sweet. I gotta. They just have to
be good.
All right, Foggy!
Mulberry Bill has this fascination with zombies. Had some psycho call in because he made fun of the brown coat.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Jeez. All right. Well,
I heard pretty much none of that.
How are you doing, Steven?
I'm doing fine this evening. A little lagged. I'm tired.
Steven,
well,
what's...
we know he's breathing, so he must be
Yeah, George Lucas should have made Phantom Menace, then went away for like 20 years, made like six other movies.
Actually, he should have just went away before Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
He should have became that recluse director that no one heard from again.
Right.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I heard he had the first three movies written out and everything.
Yeah,
it would have been cool if he'd made them.
Years. It's like,
and then geeks could just like jack off to the fake scripts that leaked to the net. Like, oh my god, I hope this is made one day. Oh.
Good lord. They like Star Wars a little too much.
Hey, Mulberry guys, this is Eugene, and I just want to call and tell you I'm sorry about last time when I got upset and all. I wanted to share some new stuff with you. I heard that that Josh is going to be doing a second season of Firefly.
I'm really excited about that,
and I wanted to, you know, one of the things I love to do most is fan fiction, and I've written lots of fan fiction before for shows like Knight Rider and Misfits of Science. I love that
Misfits
show.
Misfits of Science. But, show rock.
And I did. I even wrote a full screenplay for an episode of BJ and the Bear. I called it BJ the Bear Future Kill. But it was great. And nothing ever happened with it, but I tried to send it in. And anyways, since there's going to be a second season of Firefly, I wanted to do a thing. And I wrote some, and I wanted to read and see what you thought. Okay, here it goes. Firefly fan fiction. Gene Starkiller settled into his bunk, tired from a long day of cattle wrestling with shipmates Gene Cobb and Captain Mal Reynolds. His muscles slowly ached as the cool of the Serenity space air conditioner blew over his buckled skin. The short knock on his cabin door woke him out of a brief sleep with avarice. Had River returned to love him through the night again, so like he had so many. She had
apparently
so many
his character slept
past,
with the whole crew.
Or was it Billy, who, being recently widowed, probably needed comforting for her broken heart? Making it to his feet, he opened the door and was taken aback by the strong scent of love permeating his open door space. No, not River, Zoe, Kaylee, or even the gorgeous Inara, but the new recruit, Vanessa. Before he knew it, they were in the bunk together.
Oh, God.
Slowly caressing and over her supple skin and long, wet kisses and... Alert! Alert! All hands to stations. We have Reavers! And then, you know, Reavers show up and they're led by the most evil Reaver... Reaver Bill. And then I haven't written this down, but then he kidnaps new recruit, Space Cadet Vanessa, the lovely Vanessa, and takes her away, and I get to stand up and yell, "Damn you, Reaver Bill!" So anyways, it's just kind of funny. I thought maybe Josh would buy it, and I'll send it in to Josh, and... maybe we could turn it into a script or something. So, maybe...
Don't hold your breath, pal.
Vanessa, you
I say finish writing the script,
and
Eugene.
We could practice some of the lines and stuff. And I sent you my number on the email. So, you know, don't you laugh at me, Mulberry Bell. You and I just need to maybe come to blows.
Now, Steven, what kind of life have you gotten out of being a pop culture zealot?
No life at all. I found that.
Nice.
Couch potato lie.
So it's very rewarding, is what you're saying.
I'm fulfilled.
I hate the Metal Gear games.
What?
Man, we got to drop there. What?
How can anybody hate the Metal Gear games?
They're Japanese crap.
Gosh. And also Sticky Fingers is in it.
Who?
I have no idea. Let's check it out.
Maybe he should wash his hands.
What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a doctor. What about you?
I kill zombies.
Awesome! Nice.
Stage one outbreak on University campus. What do we do?
Run like hell. On February 11th, let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, hell yes.
Let the bodies hit the floor!
The Sci-Fi Pictures original, House of the Dead 2. Premieres Saturday, February 11th at 9 on Sci-Fi.
All right, everybody, you may be wondering where Mulberry Bill is this week. He's just bought a new home, and he's going to be busy with that for a while. Bill will be back as soon as he can. He's just busy with a lot of personal problems. No, not like that. I mean, personal things he's doing, you know, like personal hygiene. No, not hygiene. Not hygiene. What am I? What's the word I'm thinking of, you guys?
Business.
Personal business. That's it.
A tad different.
Exactly, Steven. Once again, you have crystallized my thoughts perfectly. You're not in Mulberry again. Where are you?
I'm on the road, and I'm in that favorite place, that favorite town of yours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, with the Golden Gate.
Golden Gate? So you're at McDonald's, the Golden Arches?
That's Golden Arches.
Yeah, that's what I said. Where are you, Steven? Just tell me now.
I'm in Frisco.
Hello, Frisco.
Aha, I knew it. Oh, that's what you're talking about. 2 days ago, Vanessa and Steven, I looked on there and Foggy was the profile of the day. And I thought it was so funny. Foggy's thing is just genius, by the way. Here, let me just call this up for a second. And I just want to make fun of Foggy for a minute because he has the most hilarious profile.
Which
it's March 10th, all right? Now, here it is. General interests. Foggy's general interests are sex, nudity, Cinemax, self-pleasure, movies, DVDs, and comics. His favorite movies are John Belushi movies, Kevin Smith movies, and every sci-fi movie ever made, including The Last Starfighter. Now, this is even worse. Foggy shows you his true taste in TV shows. His favorite TV shows are Gastineau Girls, Baywatch Nights, Terradice, Beauty and the Geek, Smallville, The O.C., 90210, Dawson's Creek, South of Nowhere, which is one of those shows on The End, with Degrassi, X-Play, Party at the Palms, The Shield, G-String Divas.
I'm surprised Party of Five wasn't on there.
I know. His favorite books are The Zombie Survival Guide, which I'll hand it to him. That's a pretty good book, you know, shows you how to survive zombies. Choose Your Own Adventure books. Dianetics, any Star Wars book, Playboy magazine, and Maxim. Those aren't books, Foggy. His favorite music are the Pogues, the Gourmet Scum, and the Faders. Ah, the Faders! So anyway, congratulations to you, Foggy. Everyone can read your horrible profile. Now, Vanessa, what shows, you guys say? Steven, you're wondering.
What shows?
What shows? I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you in a different way. I'm going to play the theme song, and you tell me what the show is. What do you guys say?
Let's go.
You guys all ready for this?
Sounds like fun.
Okay, here we go. Here is the first one.
I never missed that show.
Anybody know what it is?
Of course we know what it is.
Everybody knows. Babs.
All right, what is it?
Head of the class.
Howard Hessman. All right. Well, you know, that was kind of easy, but what about this one?
Oh, God. I love that show. The theme song kicked ass.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to be.
Come on, Cousin Larry.
All right, what is it?
Daddy. Was it Serge or a Balky?
That's right. You guys, who's going to say the name?
Perfect Strangers.
That's right. A show that was genius.
And that Cousin Larry, I think, disappeared off the face of the earth after that.
Ah, did he kill himself with a starter pistol or something?
And then Bronson Pinchot went on the Surreal Life.
Yeah. So anyway, here, this next one is one of my favorite shows as a kid. I kid you not, I've seen like every episode, and for some reason, with a fantastic like fascination, I watched this show. Early to
rise. All right. It's Magritte.
Hey. I think you've watched
Going Through Life with Blind
as a Nail Carter.
Stuff to see. You mean Polly Holiday, Flo, and Vera? And I sing this in my house naked. Town, and I'm feeling good. That's right, it's Alice. Let's see if you guys know what this is.
Oh, man. I watched this thing on Nick at Night almost all the time.
I love these themes that tell the story of the show in the beginning.
Yeah.
They need to have more of those.
That's right.
Lost should have more, like a theme song like that.
F Troop. Now, here's an easy one, but I just had to put it on here for nostalgia.
Well, the guy that was in F Troop.
Or
wasn't he in Mom's Family too later?
Yeah,
on?
Was it Ken Berry or something like that?
Ken Berry.
Yeah. The Tom McCann spokesman at one point.
Yeah, he was like the real lily livered colonel or whatever.
Yeah. Now, here's one that we all know, but for nostalgia's sake, let's check this one out. Show me that smile again. Ah, yes.
Oh.
I sure do love Jesus, you guys.
I miss Boner.
What?
Yeah, Boner. One of the oddly named characters in television history. Boner.
That's where Leo got his start, too.
And remember, Boner's real name was Sylvester Stabone. Who wrote this show?
Well, it certainly wasn't Kirk Cameron.
Now, here's one of my favorite theme songs.
Because only Kirk Cameron would be a tight ass enough to get a hot Playboy playmate kicked off the show.
Yeah, because he's so... the way.
I don't know, man.
How long has he been living the way of the master is what I want to know. Quite a while. Now, this next theme song, this is the last one because we got to move on. But it's up there with the Munsters being one of the greatest themes. Let's check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
Remember my Wonder Woman utterance? All the world's waiting for you. And the power you possess.
In your satin tights. Fighting for your rights. In your satin tights. My God.
Fighting for your rights. Oh, hell yes. They don't do it like that anymore.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, man.
They should have got Helen ready to sing that theme song.
That was freaking genius, man.
Hey, man, you know where Mulberry stick goddamn some. Hey, man, I don't like what you're saying, man, about that one thing. Hey, man, where's Bill at? Where's Mulberry Bill? I love my Mulberry Bill. He's funny, but Steven and breathing on phone and stuff. This just giggle all the time. Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man, I like The Apprentice.
What?
He likes The Apprentice.
And I like the news. Hey, man. Oh, man, what the? Hey, you clean this damn room, you damn kid. Damn. What the? Oh, what are you doing? Come here, woman. I got me power saw. I'll kill you.
Oh, my God.
Is
he in a meth lab?
Oh, no. Where's my Doral? I need a lot of Doral. I need smoker it. Right, I gotta go. Keep it up.
Right. Keep it up.
He needs to go get some Cimarrons.
Bill, when you were moving to your house and stuff, you were off the show for like four episodes. You were busy doing stuff, but I think Eugene got his hopes up that you were gone from the show.
Oh, terrific. Thanks, Eugene.
Yeah. Let's hear what Eugene has to say about all this.
Hey, Mulberry guys. Sorry it's been so long since I called. I've been really busy. I wanted to call and tell you that, a couple things I just wanted to cover with you. I've been busy because I've been going for a new record. How many times someone could watch one movie back to back?
Is he drunk?
I think so.
Serenity, of course.
Maybe he's got allergies.
For 647 consecutive hours.
Good God.
And then my damn DVD player broke. God damn it. What the hell is Bill back for? I just spent all this damn time hoping that he would be gone. And now he's back. All this talk about a new host. There's no new host.
What is he talking about?
Where's the damn new host?
I think Eugene wanted your spot.
Bill's back? Damn you to hell, Bill. Stay away. Go back to Florida or Detroit or wherever the hell you're from. I don't want your DVD picks. I'll pick my own DVD picks, thank you. Next, Bill.
Man,
anyway, I just want to say one more quick thing. Vanessa, my mom is working on your Aaron Gray purple spandex unitard outfit thing.
What?
With the boots and gonna be really hot. She tried it on a few times and it was awesome.
His mom tried it on?
I hope it fits. I think it will. It'll be very tight and pleasurable.
Pleasurable.
I'll let you know when it's done on email and maybe we can have that date.
Go away, Bill.
His purple satin butt pants.
Hey Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now.
I caught you off guard there. No one ever asked you how you are.
Yeah, no one ever bounces it back.
I have, too, several times.
No, I don't think
you
so.
Better go back and listen.
Steven making shit up again.
You better go back and listen.
Kiss my ass.
Other episodes.
I'm going to say the original was Dick Sargent.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Dick Sargent.
By the way, the first Dick... I should say the first Darren was Dick York, not Dick Sargent.
Yeah.
Dick York, the pill-popping, painkiller-addicted Darren, who got fired for being in a state of narcosis most of the time, as opposed to the ambiguously gay Dick Sargent.
Dick Sargent.
Who was the replacement.
Think he's calling you out, PCZ Steven.
That we all came to know and love, and apparently you're a big fan of.
Oh, hey, he's a little sarcastic there.
Steven, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
And Dick York was the best.
Okay, I've got an issue here.
Oh,
I've got an issue. Okay, what does it take, a call every week? I mean, what's with the mystery caller? Okay, why? Okay, I think I've put in the time.
Oh, no.
I think I've put in the calls. And now the mystery caller gets all this big special hoo-ha? You know, what about me? I'm the one who called over 14 episodes ago or something. Damn it! Damn it! I am the star mystery caller.
But you're not a mystery. Yeah, you are a mystery.
Things about me behind my back.
You're an enigma.
I listen to your little show. I can say dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, 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 dick.
Good Lord, Eugene.
See, why don't you make that a drop, Foggy? Damn it. I think I want some respect. You know, I get respect from Josh Whedon on his fan site. I think everyone knows. I can say, but. Make that a drop, Foggy. Foggy, make this a drop. But. Look at my big old butt, Foggy. Look
I think
at my
Eugene
big
has totally
butt.
Lost
Damn
it.
It.
My God.
Don't look at me that way, Mulberry Bill. Damn it, you. Forgive me, fair Vanessa.
Luckily, she wasn't here to witness this. Oh my God, he's so angry.
Oh my God!
Jesus, I think he killed himself.
There's nothing wrong with the new score. The yub yub, oola yub yub, goldie gopatichi, a book dog dick, that's crap! And young Anakin at the end was awesome. We knew him. We didn't know that old guy. Who the hell was he? Anyways.
Huh?
pizza, yum, yum. Pizza, yum, yum. Going up in the sea, hooked up, eat that crap. Yes, yes. Butt, 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 butt. Look at my big old butt fogging. Enough of that crap.
Steven, just stick your head out the door right there and, good shot, Steven. You're not talking to that like that right now, so what's the deal
when
with that?
When I read, it's different. When you read out loud, it's a different voice than when you just talk.
Oh, God, you're so full of it. What the hell is that?
What?
Hi, Mulberry fans. I've got this popsicle. Oh, I'm licking it. Oh.
I'd be like, what does this have to do with the news? What is she doing?
That's my reading voice. I never realized it sounded different.
Yeah, what do you mean by reading voice exactly?
Well, you know, when you read out loud, you speak differently than if you're just, you know, gabbing with friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Once
especially whenever it's a
time.
Sex transcript.
In Australia, in Sydney, as a matter of fact, Australian brothel owners want an exemption to anti-smoking laws for sex workers and their clients because they say one thing leads to another.
I'm sorry.
Now, guys, I have a voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hey, Jason.
Huh?
You should really check out StarWars.com.
That kind of scared me for a second, that scary voice. But
well, he got it from Vanessa.
Yeah, there you go.
You know how it's just his read things.
Yeah, it's his reading voice.
It's a new trend. I'm starting.
Hi, guys. I'm reading off a piece of paper.
Oh. When you wake up on, you're all kind of sticky. Yeah.
No. I'm going to leave that one go.
Yeah. Steven wakes up sticky in a hotel room. I don't want to know about that. Where do you get those wonderful toys, Bill?
Adult bookstores.
Oh, I didn't really mean that, but okay.
This constant rubbing against my manhood.
What
are you talking about? I just said yub yub. I sang it. Because it was crap. Your crap. And Credo, if you can hear me. Your crap, Credo, bitch. Damn it. You guys.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Donna.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Last night, this voicemail came in about 4 a.m. And I don't know what the hell it is. Let's check it out.
Say that the road in no place got a family. Right down the line between you and me. And loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be.
Sweet.
Oh, girl, you stayed by me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully. Call me Vanessa.
That's so sweet and creepy.
Wow, that was. This is like 4 a.m., so I'm thinking he was drunk off his ass or something.
He's
I don't
know. Thinking about me.
I make a call in there like last night. I have no memory of it. That happened. I need to talk to you about this song situation. Okay. Is it true that you guys, I know you're making big money, you got your podcast sponsors now? And all that crap. But you need to listen to me. If you're making money off of Eugene, then Eugene needs his cut. His slice of the pie. Because I know you're bringing in cash, man. P. Diddy style. Big fat box. On my back. On my songs. On my yub yub. And all that stuff. So damn it. You better send me some of that, Jason. Or I'm going to come and... Wow. Well, it won't look pretty.
Oh,
let's
okay.
Just say that. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting all rich off of Eugene.
Stop exploiting me. All of your crap, okay? I'm feeling exploited and my heart hurts because of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I had a stroke when I was 7 years old.
Wow!
To think about
it. Well, I just did, okay. Anyways, I want to talk about these gunshots coming at the end of the phone calls. I call it, I hear gunshots. People think I kill myself. My mom thinks I'm dead. Stop it. I don't believe in suicide, okay? I don't believe it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Eugene.
Except for maybe Mulberry stinking Bill. You can just go and, well, commit suicide. That's what you can do. The world would be nicer if you didn't walk around with your, hey, don't buy that DVD, a crochet stump. Buy this DVD with the guns and stuff. Wrong. Don't care about it. So, you know, I've had it. No more Mulberry for you guys. I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm going to give up on you.
Oh, sorry to hear
that. I'm going
to
quit you. You know what I mean?
Don't quit, honey.
So anyways, I'm stopping listening, but, you know, I'll listen next show one more time.
Oh, okay.
This is also giving me a headache. Goodbye, Moses.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm all right, but I'm still trying to figure out what I'm a historian of.
You're a historian?
Of ass. Jeez.
I kind of gave up on the historian of ass. Hey, I'm a historian of ass. All right, I am.
Oh, man, those were some great bits, weren't they, Steven?
Man, I can't believe Bill is missing.
Bill is missing out on reliving our show's history.
He's
going
to have to listen to this.
He's a historian, too, and he's missing out all over it. I mean, it's very disappointing. Now, Vanessa, what was your favorite bit in all that? Wasn't it genius?
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Okay, Bill.
It's hard to just pick one.
You know, one thing I noticed was kind of weird, guys, is Eugene's voice kind of transformed during the history of our show. Has anyone noticed that?
Maybe it was...
Did he have throat cancer or something?
Do you think it might have been puberty?
Perhaps he hit puberty during the years of our show, you know? And that's why he's so angry. It's all the hormones, I think.
I can't believe how long he's been calling it. I didn't realize how long he had been calling it.
I know. When you listen to all that, it's like, has he called the show over 20 times or something? It's insane. He really loves us. My favorite is when he claimed to never listen to our show again, and then he calls like the next episode. So
you gotta listen to your show
like
anymore.
A drug.
But you know what? He loves Mulberry Bill. That's why
it's a love hate relationship.
Yeah. Okay. What's this, Foggy? God, I keep telling him to stop interrupting me during the show, but oh, we've gotten a package. Oh, it's an anniversary gift. Hey, who sent this? Jonathan, I know. Is this your filtered shower head?
Chunk fuck.
I guess not. Carl Monday, is this you? Huh?
I'm surprised you can read that in your condition.
I'm not drunk. What is this guy always thinks everyone's masturbating and drunk? Drunk driving and masturbating. Oh my god, it's the Iron Enforcer. How's it going, Baldy?
Annihilation is my name, winning is my game.
Yes, thank you.
Deodorant is my Achilles heel.
Yes. Whoa! Hey, it's Bill! He's getting airlifted in! Hey, it's Bill! Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm great. What a ride.
Man, it's great to see you guys.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, it is, Steven. Bill's here. Bill, you've missed out so far. We've just had a great cavalcade of people and stuff, and even Brittany's been missing out.
I feel like I've been missing out.
But you've been here the whole time, you nut job. There's something wrong with this chick.
Now that I'm here, Brittany, you'll not miss a thing.
Yeah. And
come here, you pregnant white trash.
You think this is an X-rated bookstore?
No, it's a train. Carl keeps on questioning everyone about drinking and driving and masturbating.
Dude, we're on a train. We can drink.
Yeah, we're allowed to drink, and we're not allowed to masturbate in public, at least. Go to the bathroom.
You think this is an X-rated bookstore?
No, stop saying that. It's not a library. We're on a freaking train, all right? Now, Bill, you just missed it. It was great. We went over the greatest moments in the Mulberry openers. Like,
wow.
All the callers.
All the hilarious Eugene calls and all that. But
I'm really sad I missed that.
Yeah. I mean, you missed out on all that.
There was a little cloud cover coming in, so we were delayed. I'm sorry.
No, that's...
you guys had the hurricane out. You coming in from the East Coast there?
Oh, my God, guys. It's Julie Chen. Hey, Julie.
A lying fat ass and even a bitch.
I know you're not calling me that, lady.
And a bitch, so it wasn't you.
Who invited this chick? Julie, I'd like you to meet Vanessa. Vanessa does the news on our show.
Bitch.
Whoa.
What's up, bitch?
Julie, I'd like you to meet Roz from Last Comic Standing.
Fat.
Yes, so she's very basic in the way she describes things.
Well, you know, she has to answer in one words now that she's with Les Moonves.
Right.
Only accepts one word answers.
That's right. And, hey, it's the Bouncing Yogi!
Ha, 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 ha. Can't be far behind him.
Bill has your chance. Throw his ass off the train. Just before you arrived, we got this gift, and I think I was about to open it, truthfully. I'm sorry. It wasn't addressed to me, and I was going to open it. And
is there a return address on it?
No, there's not.
Just a happy anniversary, guys.
It says to Mulberry Bill.
You know, I don't accept gifts anonymously.
We could have Foggy open it. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, go ahead, Foggy.
Okay.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Foggy, you have a crowbar right there for no reason. Open that sucker up.
Let's... Be careful. It says fragile.
Yeah, fragile. That's French for it means stuff can break, I think.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill.
What the hell? Oh, my God. It's filled with snakes. Everyone run. What the hell?
I hate snakes.
Snakes. I hate snakes.
Get on chairs. They're everywhere.
There's something weird about these snakes, the way they're lumbering and slithering about.
Watch out for snakes!
They're zombie snakes, oh my God!
Snakes from the undead! Can't be!
Jesus, this is sick!
That's not in the manual how to kill zombie snakes.
How would you kill them? Oh my God, they're biting all the passengers! Get Leonid, get out of there!
Yo, I'm Christmas tree!
Oh my God! Oh my... Wait, Leonid's a... He's turning into a gay zombie! My God, Leonid's a raving gay zombie. I'm afraid I'm going to have to blow him away.
Eat brains or ass?
I don't want to find out.
Does anyone feel bad about me shooting him in the head?
Absolutely not.
No, you go right ahead.
For us, he was Christmas tree.
Yes, he was a very gay Christmas tree. Now, it looks like the zombie snakes are biting everyone, which is very unfortunate, and they're turning
yes,
into zombies.
It's so blasé, so unfortunate.
Now, Bubba, get away. That snake's about to kill you.
I'm about ready to kill you.
Oh, fine. Let it kill you, huh? Where the hell did Bubba show up anyway? Drunk bastard.
Anywhere there's free liquor, there's Bubba.
So, I mean, why would Eugene end dangerous like this? I know he hates Bill, but come on. I'm on here, too. What are we going to do?
The Mulberry Gang. You can't do that to us.
I know. This is crazy. Now, guys, since we usually carry around guns with us all the time, it's time to lock and load. Everyone got your favorite weapons?
Got mine.
All right.
Got mine.
Vanessa, check it out. A boa right behind you. Zombie boa. Jesus. I need some kind of headphones or something. Man, you emptied the clip in that sucker.
Thank you. Loud
in the train.
Guys, let's get out of the cocktail car and get into another thing, and then K-Fed will perform for us. What do you guys say? Come on, let's go.
Let's nip away.
Okay, K-Fed, I know everyone's in danger and there's zombie snakes, but we promised him he could perform. Okay, here he goes. Hit it!
Hey, hold up. Stop.
Yeah!
Oh, hell yeah!
Back to 5 o'clock, yeah. And I grow the Lamborghini off the block.
Yeah. I think I'm going back to the snakes.
Does K-Fed have a bite on his neck?
Uh-huh.
No, is that a Brittany Hickey or a zombie bite?
It's two holes. It's a snake bite.
Oh, Jesus, he's a zombie! Yes, he's dead! Woohoo! Sorry, Brittany.
K-Fed the zombie's dead.
Brittany, I'm very sorry about that, but your husband's dead. I'm sorry.
Oh, this feels so good to itch.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Did you get bitten? Brittany, if you get bit by those snakes, you'll turn into a zombie.
Huh? Huh? Really?
Never mind. She's too stupid to warn about anything. The think it's time for us to visit our favorite entertainment clips. Throughout the show, for a year, we've talked about our favorite movies, TV shows. Oh, man, so many great shows. Blowout, Project Runway, Battlestar Galactica. Why don't we revisit all our favorite bits while we're fending ourselves off from zombie snakes? What do you say, Bill?
Let's do it!
Here's a clip of Mission Impossible 3 with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And you're going to tell us everything. Every buyer you've worked with, every organization.
What the hell is your name?
Names, contacts, inventory lists.
You have a wife, girlfriend.
You're Glenn. You don't even know what Ritalin is. It's up to you how this goes.
Because you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to find her, whoever she is. I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? You were apprehended carrying details of a location, something codenamed the Rabbit's Foot.
I'm going to make her bleed and cry and call out your name.
What do you mean by that? What is a Rabbit's Foot?
And I'm going to kill you right in front of her.
What do you mean by that? I'm going to ask you one more time.
What's your name?
What is a Rabbit's Foot?
Who are you?
And who's the buyer?
You don't have any idea what the hell's going on, do you?
I disagree with it. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Genius. I can't wait to see this movie. Just so you guys know,
that's the writing of J.J. Abrams. I mean, this is the mind that came up with taking care of business.
Do you have a feeling that J.J. Abrams got a list from Tom Cruise? You must include this dialogue in the movie.
We must have an anti-Ritalin message within the film.
Vanessa's lost it. Now, I actually have a sneak preview of a scene of X-Men, and I don't know. I'm going to give Brett Ratner the benefit of the doubt. And hopefully, you know, he doesn't go on, you know, he doesn't rest on his old laurels. He doesn't play the same cards he has before. Well, let's see how he did. Let's check this scene out.
Hey, Scott, they were looking for you downstairs. You didn't show.
What do you care?
Well, for starters, I had to cover your ass.
I didn't ask you to.
No, you didn't. The professor did. I was just passing through.
So pass through, love
it. Look. I know how you feel.
Don't.
When Jean died, I said don't. Maybe it's time for us to move on.
Not everybody heals as fast as you, Logan.
No, they don't.
Hank!
On auto, Charles!
I love what you've done with your hair.
Mm, you too. Thank you for seeing me on such short notice.
Henry, you are always welcome here. You're a part of this place.
I have news.
Who's the furball?
What the hell did you just say?
Hank McCoy, Secretary of Mutant Affairs.
Right, right.
Don't tell me they put him in this movie.
I assume.
Henry, this is Logan. He's
Wolverine. I hear you're quite an animal.
Look who's talking.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
A major pharmaceutical company has developed a mutant antibody, a way to suppress the mutant X gene.
Suppress?
Permanently. They're calling it a cure.
What the hell did you just say?
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't cure.
I can't believe they put him in this movie.
Well, scientifically speaking,
since when did it become a disease? How can anybody in their right...
Huh? Huh?
They're announcing it now.
Say something!
Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present the answer to mutation.
Do you understand
Finally,
the words that are coming out of my mouth?
He's going to ruin the movie.
Is it cowardice to save oneself from persecution? Not all of us have such an easy time fitting in. You don't shed on the furniture.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, we know the government helped cook this up.
I can assure you the government had nothing to do with it.
I've heard that before.
My boy, I have been fighting for mutant rights since before you had claws.
Did he just call me boy?
Is it true? They can cure us?
Yes, Rogue, it seems to be true.
They can't cure us.
Which one?
Aw,
Jackie Chan's in this too?
Not cure. Nothing's wrong with you. Or any of us, for that matter. Understand?
Ever touch a black man's radio, boy?
Unfortunately, Brett Ratner has gone back to the same old drawing board. Very disappointing.
Now, when nobody goes to see a movie, it's then termed art house. Serenity was an art house film.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Ba-dum-bum.
Okay, now here's the deal.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Now
I'm
here's
sorry, brown coat people. I
see, that's why it's an art house film. Vanessa hasn't seen it yet.
I will see it, though.
All right, moving on.
I'll get a date to take me.
All right, there's a
film. You don't need to be taken to get a DVD.
All right, moving on, for Christ's sake.
I'm going to get a date here.
Oh, you want a brown coat to take you to go see it? It's not in the theaters anymore.
Yeah.
Vanessa, where were you? We could have boosted the box office.
Eugene's waiting for you.
Okay, a new film did come out this week, and it looks pretty awesome. It's got Meatloaf in it. It's got
It's
got
to be good.
It's got Michael Madsen. I just want you to check this out. It's called Blood Rain, directed by U-Bull. Here's a scene. Here's a scene.
So, we meet again. Vladimir, I've always admired your spirit. It's a shame you must die.
Awesome.
Fool Vladimir!
You fool Vladimir! We can't see it, but it sure does sound good.
Was that breaking glass?
Yes.
Yes!
What happens is Michael Madsen smashes the window and the sun melts Meatloaf, so he's a vampire. It looks pretty good. And if
you should never leave Meatloaf out in the sun.
Jonathan is in a mall in Hawaii presenting his new shower head he designed. This is greatness. Let's check it out.
Aloha! Join me in helping to welcome Jonathan Anton with a beautiful Aloha Jonathan. Aloha. All right, here's Jonathan.
Oh, that's heavy.
It's like I'm ready to sing a song. Woo! Oh my God! Look at all of you wonderful people. I just, let's...
All 60 of you. Whoa.
My gosh.
Hello? First of all, thank you so much. And now I'm going to get really hot. All this sweating, just a wee bit dizzy up here. This is what happens when you're not a performer. All of a sudden, you start looking around. You're just like, okay. Am I about to pass out in front of all these people?
Have you ever heard of bombing on stage?
Yeah.
He's worse than Corey Kahaney.
Sure, he's not gay. You're like Elvis up here, right? You guys remember that last Hawaii? Wasn't it here? There I go. Walking around.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
Shampoo.
The last Hawaii?
Create. And then finish. Those are the four
major food
steps
groups
that I go through in my plan of action. And when you're at home, you look in the mirror, you see what your hair is telling you. Your hair will be telling you if it needs a little more volume or a little more moisture. So I pulled myself out of this sort of dizzy spell. I just snapped out of it, got it together, focused on the hair.
Bang.
And, you know, the show must go on. And that was it. A lot of beauty editors call me and say, what's the trend? What's the new trend? And I usually come back with, what's the new trend? What looks best on each individual? We're taking center stage and doing a huge hair show.
This is painful.
To carry my message of great...
Spreading the simple news about hair. Oh, man. He delivers the goods every week. This guy's a genius. But that's not everything. I've got a second clip.
How rocking is that?
Very rocking, Jonathan. Let's check it out.
I gotta get to Beverly Hills. I got hair to do. Major issues.
You've got major issues.
Jesus Christ. Just gotta do my hair. Notice I carry this around in my pocket. Tina would freak
if she knew I was showing you. Silky dirt, dude. Get to know it. Right here. Damn, dude. Look at that chunk, dude. Bang. Ladesh. Chunk funk.
Chunk funk.
I mean, Jesus, am I in a rush. I'm so late for my first client.
Bing Ladesh.
Bang.
It's all La-desh. Good. Ladesh. Because I don't like doing hair when I'm calm. I like doing hair when I'm nuts. A little quick style.
Well, then he does it all the time.
Yeah. Always got to carry a little silky dirt with you. Bottom line is, you want to be dirty, or you want to be silky, or you want to be silky and dirty at the same time.
All right, guys, let's have a Mulberry News Break.
The library is a lifelong learning experience, a seemingly safe and secure environment. There are security systems in place, and a security guard on duty, and a screening system to foil what the Cleveland Library says is its biggest crime, the theft of books. But book theft may be the least of the library's security problems. That includes public access to the computer for patrons like 23-year-old Mike Cooper.
What do you look up on the internet?
Nothing, really. My sports scores, stuff like that.
Sports, pornography, stuff like that?
No.
Why? I don't know why. You tell me why.
I don't look up pornography, so no.
You ever perform a sexual act at the library?
No, I have not.
What if I told you we got video of you performing a sexual act?
Well, it wasn't me.
We can't really show
you. It was
you.
The one-armed
man. That's Mike Cooper pleasuring himself while watching porn at the Berea Library.
Busted.
Take our word for it. And his.
Take our
you just reached out and grabbed yourself and started having sex?
What? That's not having sex, sir. If it was, I'd do it more often.
I did what I wasn't thinking. I made a mistake.
Based on the fact that there are guys like you out there doing this kind of thing, you think parents ought to be a little more careful about letting their kids at the library alone?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, if you were a parent, wouldn't you be afraid of a guy like you?
I'm not a sexual predator or anything. Yeah,
I'd just
I would
like
be afraid.
To beat my meat at
if
the library.
Mike doesn't trust himself. Should we?
I didn't think I was doing anything wrong at the time, and now I understand
it
was.
You didn't think having sex underneath the table at the library was wrong?
At the time, no. Now, I admit.
Now that I'm on TV, yes!
There's nothing else that I can say.
While Cooper's antisocial behavior should be a concern to all parents,
I think he's being pretty damn social.
Cooper has his own folks to deal with now.
You live with your parents?
Yes.
What do you think they're going to think when they see this?
They're going to kill me.
I don't like you getting in my face
please,
either,
stop.
Or my son's face.
Please,
you
but not before taking your anger out on us.
Your son doing out in the public, in a public place, exposing himself, and having...
The guy went to his parents!
Now! Do you want me to take that thing away from you?
No! Running behavior at the computer inside your neighborhood library. And at the Cooper residence.
I'm a combat vet. And if you want me to bring my god to you, you son of a I will.
Good Lord.
Carl, thank you. We will see you tomorrow night for more.
What was with the porn music
in
the
background? That was Carl Monday doing a special news break. Steven, Carl has a question for you.
You ever perform a sexual act at the library?
Have you, Steven?
Not at the library.
Are you sure about that?
What if I told you we got video of you performing a sexual act?
And now, a Mulberry News Break.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I gotta do look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it
told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This waters off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
The face, the eyes, the nose, the mouth.
The front and the mouth.
Right here.
It's just a face, and right now he's not happy. I'm not kidding. It's a frowning face. A leprechaun. It looked like, last night looked just like a little leprechaun.
What the hell was that?
One of my favorite news stories ever. That thing cracks me up every time I hear it. It's the idea of suggestion where one guy says, "Hey, you see that leprechaun?" "Yeah, I see that leprechaun."
It's just like it's like the Virgin Mary, you know. "Do you see the Virgin Mary?"
"Who else seen the leprechaun?" "Say yeah."
Yeah.
And now, a Mulberry News Break.
Cooper admitted to pleasuring himself near the children's section at the Berea Library.
Oh,
he
no.
was on a pornographic website at the time. It's a story we've been following since May. Today, Cooper was in court for sentencing. Carl Monde was there, too.
For nearly 2 months now, Michael Cooper has been trying to rebuild his life after he was caught performing a sex act
after
an undercover Channel 3 investigation into library crime. But Berea Judge Mark Comstock ordered Cooper to 30 days in jail, to be imposed later this year. Cooper, however, will likely avoid jail if he remains on his best behavior. Cooper,
but if I
also
have anything
to
do with it,
probation,
he'll go.
Appeared angered and stormed from the courtroom. His attorney says he's
more
ashamed
than anything else. He seems to be really putting himself back together. Let's go tear his life to shambles again.
One of the conditions of Cooper's probation, he's not allowed to step foot at a public library. Or for that matter,
I don't think I'd want to go to a library
where children might congregate.
To touch his penis anymore.
Because of the sensitivity of the story, we
you're
asked
not allowed
Cooper's
to masturbate for 6 months.
No! To make a brief statement after sentencing. She agreed. Apparently, Cooper didn't want any part of it. Cooper and his parents quickly escaped the courthouse through another door.
Michael, you didn't seem too happy about the sentence. Any comment?
Get the hell away from me!
I said get out of here. No.
Yeah. Get out of your Get away from me!
Oh, dear.
As we attempted to leave, Cooper and his dad tried to get in the last word.
Me! You too! Get the out of my face!
Get in there. Turn that off or I'll shove it.
Whoa.
Now, turn it off.
Seconds later,
he's a combat
police officer brought the incident under control.
Mr. Cooper, walk away from
Jeez.
Get him out of my walk away from it right now. Get out of here.
Where's my pen? In Berea, Carl Monday, Channel 3 News.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Carl. Your work is done here. My work is done here.
The cop's telling him to walk away. We're trying. He keeps following us.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know, the part where Carl Monday said, as we tried to leave, the father wanted to have the last word. It's like, if you watch the video, it doesn't look like you're leaving.
No. And the father runs after him. It grabs the mic and tosses it like it's a grenade.
It's a potato masher. It's like, we've really handed out some swift justice here. This man will not be checking out a book from a library anytime soon. Tyrell and Hilo got a code red in this episode. They got beat with soap. Did you guys think that they were going to get raped?
Did you order the code?
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Well, no. Those two guys that came into the, the cell was... They were awfully,
very
I think it was the ambiguously gay duo. They kept sniffing the soap like they were getting ready to wash their butt.
They reminded me of the scary guys in Shawshank Redemption.
I'm gonna stick this bar in your mouth so you don't scream when I'm getting it.
I think Vanessa is on some.
It sounds like she's named.
You're sorry.
Now, another thing is there is a scene with Gaius Baltar and Gina.
The captured Cylon?
Right.
And it looks like six.
Yeah, it looks like six. Here's a scene.
Now, I didn't...
Oh,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead and play the scene. I'll talk about it after.
Okay.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Look, I'm going to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Foggy, that's the wrong Gina clip. That's Gina. Yeah, what were you going to say, Bill, about Gina and Baltar?
Dear Lord. You know, that kind of negates anything I'm going to say.
That totally takes away.
Signal from the flagship, sir. Admiral Kane on the line.
Put it through.
They got cool space sounds on the ship.
Congratulations, Commander.
Congratulations to you too, Admiral. Significant victory. Is Starbuck with you?
Yes, she is.
What's gonna happen?
I don't know. Code red. Beat her with soap.
I've been thinking about what
we talked about before.
Execute lesbian party.
Oh, he set Vanessa off again.
It's not enough to survive. One has to be worthy of surviving.
Who's that laughing in the background on the deck of the Galactica? That's Duala back there. She's drunk.
I'm sorry.
I think that's very wise.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Didn't you know that they're hurting space hyenas now?
Oh man, guys, that was the greatest entertainment clips I've ever heard.
I'm speechless.
What about you, Steve? Steven's speechless too.
I couldn't find the words.
When we listen back to those old favorite bits, I'm like, huh? When the hell did that happen? I don't remember that.
I vaguely remember it, but when?
I feel like Vanessa with a bad memory, you know?
Yeah, but she can't remember the things we did 5 minutes ago.
Steven, look out! Jesus!
Oh, God. Man. That was close. Thanks, Jesus.
Damn zombie snakes.
Good thing we had guns aboard with us.
Here, Bill, catch this. It's a stainless steel shotgun. Just like Jean-Claude Van Damme had in Hard Target. Pretty awesome, huh?
Nice!
Jesus, Bill, you just shot Bubba.
I'm about ready to kill you.
You should. He did shoot you.
Finish him off, Bill.
finish
Sorry
him off.
Sorry about that, Bubba. It's time for you to go.
Jesus, that's sick. Oh, God.
I don't even know if he was pissed.
I smell like alcohol permeating throughout my pores. Oh.
Look, it's like a drunk zombie snake.
My God, there's snakes coming out of his belly riddled with buckshot. Oh, it's Jesus.
Look, there's a Jack Daniels bottle sticking out of his brain.
There's a license plate and part of a young boy. Oh, my God. Vanessa, look out. Oh, shit. Oh, nice silencer.
Steven, look out.
Oh, my God. You've been bit, but I think you're going to be okay. Steven, are you going to be okay? You're acting kind of weird, man. Oh my God, he's a zombie! My friend, I'm sorry I had to do this. And Steven's dead. Now guys, as we're mourning Steven's death, let's check out the best of our news segments over the past year. Let's check it out!
Silence, if you please.
Reality TV, they are not, but
Two hit toes
are so.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let me start over. Reality TV, they are not. But two hit shows are so convincing as imitations of life in the criminal justice system that some legal experts worry they're distorting the expectations of real jurors. Funny you say that. The influence of the CSI crime scene investigation and Law & Order franchises has permeated American law. Lawyers ask would-be jurors whether they watch the shows and then change strategies depending on the answers. While Law & Order glamorized prosecutors, CSI can set standards for infallibility of forensic evidence that prosecutors can't often meet. A science-solves-all formula that millions of viewers may bring to the jury service.
My God.
So basically what it's saying is that CSI makes jurors believe that the forensic evidence is perfect.
Right.
You know,
it also
and they're stupid.
But also it makes them think they're smarter than they really are.
Right. Like there's so many... There's just like within a matter of a couple of days, bam, they've got all the evidence and it's infallible.
Right.
So.
One thing that I know is fake on a lot of shows is DNA. You know, they go, get this to me by 3 o'clock. Doesn't it take like a month to get DNA results or something?
I think anyone that watches CSI or Law and Order should not be allowed on jury duty.
You know what? If that is true, I will start watching just so I don't have to do jury duty. No, hey,
what are you talking about? You watch friggin' Law and Order like a religion.
Yes, I do. SVU, Mariska Hargitay. She's a very good actress.
Okay.
Emmy worthy.
A rescue helicopter is crap. Again, going back to the, looks like a Coast Guard type. Where's...
Sorry, Steven, I had to do it. Oh, man, genius.
Going back to the first episode.
To jack off.
I don't even know if listeners will be able to tell what's going on because we just started laughing. But it's genius, Steven.
Definitely.
It never dies.
That really is one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, definitely.
Now, Vanessa, what do you got in the news for us today?
Okay. A man who stuffed a dead mouse into his Taco Bell burrito in a botched extortion attempt was sentenced Friday to 16 to 30 months in prison. Ryan Daniel Goff.
Now he's going to get a penis tucked in between his cheeks.
Yeah, that's exactly. Pleaded guilty last month to a felony count of attempted false pretenses between $1,000 and $20,000. Sheriff investigators said that Goff complained to a
restaurant. You've been dicking me around since we started this turd hunt.
Sheriff's investigator said that Goff complained to a restaurant employee in January that his burrito tasted funny. He reported to finding the mouse to the local health department and Taco Bell's regional manager.
This burrito tastes like a rat.
Yeah.
It was almost a good idea, but not quite.
Yeah. But according to the court records, he allegedly told the manager, "It won't be a good day if the media finds out about this." But investigators said his girlfriend told them he purchased frozen mice from a pet store and put one of them in his burrito. Goff's sentencing was just the latest in a several recent court cases of alleged extortion over body parts and dead animals in restaurant food. As you remember, in January, Anya Ayala, 40, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison for planning a severed human finger in a bowl of chili at a Wendy's restaurant.
Where did she get the finger, by the way?
This chili tastes like finger.
It said that she got it from a finger someone lost in an accident.
From someone who worked with her husband, I believe.
Yeah.
Finger licking good.
And she got 12
Boo.
Years. And then recently in April, Carla Pattison, who's 38, and her 22-year-old son, Ricky, were convicted of trying to extort money from the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain by claiming they found a dead mouse in a bowl of soup. Both are awaiting sentencing.
What? Where did people come up with this idea? This is like something you see in a movie or something, not in real life.
It's a lot of it. You hear a lot about it lately.
Don't! Have been people watching Strange Brew lately?
Yeah. Let's stick a mouse in this bottle.
But yeah, it seems like it's just this new trend. And you'd think that after, like now it's what, three people convicted? Then people go, okay, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Now, Vanessa, before you get started on the news, there's something that I saw recently, and Bill brought it to my attention. Apparently, Britney Spears' husband, Kevin Federline, has put out a song that he's produced, and I thought we'd check it out on the show. Are you guys interested to hear what kind of artistic talent he has?
Oh, yes, please.
Other than mooching off of Britney Spears.
Yeah, he's like, okay, just leave me alone. I got a baby right now. Go to the recording studio and go make an album. He's like, oh, cool. I'm into Portuguese culture. I know just what I'm going to do. The song is called Popo Zau. Popo Zau. Let's listen
Popo
to it.
Popo Zau.
It's pretty awesome.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Stop.
Steven, you gonna buy this? Listen to this. I descend the bubbles out. Catching inside the shower. I descend the bubbles out. In Portuguese, it means bring your ass on the floor and move real fast. I want to see a kitty and a little bit of titty. Want to know where I go when I'm in your city. Okay, that's all I can take.
I can't but...
Oh, thank you. Woo! All right. Former 1970s teen idol Leif Garrett agreed Friday to...
Did you say Leif?
Yeah.
Isn't it Leif?
No, it's Leif.
I think it's Leif Garrett.
I just saw him on Eliminate. His name's Leif.
Oh, I just saw him on Eliminate.
News at 11.
Sure,
it's Leif
sure he
Garrett.
Wasn't on Next?
No, he was on that show.
Pops.
What is that horrible show where they stop you on the street and ask you some crap or whatever?
The Way
Smart?
Of the Master?
Street Smart. Good God, what a bad show.
People
I thought it was The Way of the
dumb.
Master.
But anyway, what about Leif Garrett?
All right, he agreed Friday to enter a strict drug diversion program for violating probation in a cocaine case.
Again?
Even though he faces a new charge of heroin possession.
Again?
Jared, who's 44, agreed to enter the program during an
Holy shit, he's 44?
Marijuana is not a drug.
Remember him on Wonder Woman?
I used to suck dick for coke.
His purple satin butt pants. All right, Garrett, 44.
I don't think anyone remembers what the hell you're talking about, but it's purple satin butt pants. That's a new drop, baby. I don't know what it will ever reference, but...
My cousin's a cokehead.
My sister's a cokehead. We have stuff we can comment.
What are purple satin butt pants?
Vanessa, can you say that five times fast? Purple satin butt pants.
Pants.
Butt pants.
Two shit hose. You know, they're so tight that you can see the outline of his butt, and they were like purple satiny shiny pants.
Would that be like male camel toe?
Yeah, but in the rear.
Oh, okay.
Rear.
Good God.
All right. Garrett, 44, agreed to enter the program during an appearance before a Superior Court commissioner who ordered him released from jail and commended him for choosing that option. Garrett promised to enter the program on Monday. He had previously, been ordered to drug treatment, which he failed. Gee, I think. The commissioner ended that program Friday and ordered him into the diversion program, which is much more intense. Like the boot camp of drug rehab.
Like smacking the head every time you
look
at
drugs. Dude, the guy's 44. He's old. Who cares anymore?
His picture.
He's old.
Do you know when he...
Picture of him?
Do you know what he said when they told him he had to go back to a rehab?
Leave us exit stage left.
You should see this picture of him. He looks like an axe murderer in this picture. It's scary looking.
Is he wearing purple satin butt pants in the picture?
Is he wearing a bandana?
He's got like a big scratches all over his
satin
face.
Butt suit prison outfit.
Oh.
German policeman was nabbed for a bank robbery after he used his girlfriend's car for the heist. By using his girlfriend's car, he might as well have left his business card. It was really stupid, said the state prosecutor. Police quickly discovered the boyfriend of the car's owner was on the Trier police force and recognized their colleague's likeness in a video footage of the masked robber. When the 52-year-old heard he had fallen under suspicion, he confessed just the day after the armed robbery. He said he stole the money, more than 10,000 euros, which is equivalent to little over 12,000 U.S. dollars, because he was in financial trouble. Armed robbery carries a minimum jail sentence of 5 years in Germany. So he's a dumbass. A distraught Canadian family is offering a reward for their mother's head.
He hacked hands now!
Hacked from her body in a funeral home a year ago by thieves who left cash and her earrings behind. Canadian newspapers reported Thursday someone broke into a funeral parlor in Longueuil, Quebec, in July last year, where the body of Cécile Lemay was waiting burial. The thief or thieves made off with a 68-year-old woman's head, but left her earrings. Each morning when we get up, we ask ourselves, where is the head? Will it show up on our lawn one morning? The Globe and Mail newspaper quoted the Lemay sister Carmel was saying. The family is offering a reward of about $8,900 for information leading to the return of the head or to the arrest of those responsible. We think about it each day, and we can't find closure, and we want to know who did it and why, that said one of the sisters.
I would want to know, too.
Yeah, why would, I wake up every morning and ask, where's my head?
But isn't that bizarre? They leave money. They leave her expensive earrings, but they take her head.
Well, it was Joe Pesci for 8 heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah, right, right.
They needed it for something.
Well, maybe they, you know, they needed head.
Looks like Snoop Dogg could be headed for the pound. The rapper and 5 members of his 30-strong entourage were arrested on suspicion of violent disorder and affray.
Snoopy Dogg.
At London's Heathrow Airport Wednesday night after getting into a brawl with police and airport staff, injuring 7 officers in the process.
No, no, not the bobbies.
That's not nothing to laugh about, Snoopy. It's very... Oh, jeez, I'm disgusted.
The fight broke out when the 34-year-old performer and his entourage were denied entry into British Airways' first-class lounge and were asked to remain in the airline's business-class lounge instead. Members of the rapper's posse allegedly refused to stay in the lounge and moved the party over to the terminal. Yeah,
can I ask something real quick, Vanessa? Were they just his friends, but the reporters always just call it a posse if it's a rapper?
I don't know. I mean, 30 people, that's...
I guess that is a posse.
That's an entourage.
That's like a church congregation or something.
Yeah, that would be a posse for sure. 30 yeah. people?
I'm just going to sit here drooling over my boxes.
That's definitely a congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, members of the rapper's posse allegedly refused to stay in the lounge and moved the party over to the terminal's duty-free shop, where they reportedly started hurling bottles of whiskey around the store and arguing with shop employees.
No, they didn't.
Police were called to the scene after receiving reports of a disturbance and told the rapper and his party that they would not be allowed to board their plane to Johannesburg, where he was due to give a concert Thursday night. Needless to say, the traveling party was less than pleased at the news. The London Times reported that one of Snoop's bodyguards had gone berserk at being denied entry to the flight and attacked a group of police officers. Seven of the
Jonathan,
including cuts and bruises, while also, one also suffered a fractured hand.
Man, this sounds like a disaster. They should have just gone home.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like
they were,
got
of course, clubbed arrested.
Pretty good by the cops.
Shock, fuck.
Put that in the old comp there. And...
All right, let's check it out. Apparently, this is Vanessa doing the news. Let's check it out.
Well, hello there, the Mulberry fans. Sorry I can't be there, but...
What the hell?
Is this a... run from the cops.
She's on the run from the cops, too?
I can't let them find me. The man's trying to keep me down. Oh, God, I can't act worth a crap.
She wishes
anyway,
man would keep her
Jason
down.
And Jess,
what?
So, here we go. Enjoy.
Oh, dear.
In Blackpool, which for all those that you don't know is in England, a circus strong woman who rips up telephone directories as part of her
act
lodged an appeal for 500 phone books to ensure her
Vanessa.
Show in Northern England can go on. German-born Sylvia Brumbach, known as the Woman of Steel, says she is about to run out of phone books after destroying over 100 at Blackpool Tower Circus. I just brought 200 over from Germany. That's my accent. You like it? I've used over half of them already, she told the news.
No, we hate it.
Brimbach, who says she can tear a directory in half in around 30 seconds, has placed ads in local newspapers. You have to find the right when you leap. The book must not be too old, and the spine must be tough, not wobbly.
All right, stop with the accent.
Insert jokes here.
Okay.
Oh, Stephen, you're such a card. In other news, the next time Dan McBride rents a car, he may want to inspect it, not just for dings and dents, but also for snakes. That's right. The assistant athletic director of Eastern Kentucky University found a 2-foot-long ball python in his rental car this week as he left the Ohio Valley baseball tournament in Paducah.
Previously on Mulberry News.
What the hell's going on? I don't remember this happening last week.
Did this really happen?
Maybe it did. Maybe it's when I went to the bathroom.
All right, a Missouri woman has been arrested for breaking into a dog breeder's home and beating her repeatedly over the head with a dead chihuahua.
Whoa!
Nice.
Nice. That's a good thing to beat something with.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
The woman was upset because the puppy had died. Police told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the newspaper.
Did it die during the beating, maybe?
No. The woman, whose name was being withheld pending charges, said a veterinarian had told her the puppy she had bought, just 4 weeks old, had needed to be returned to its mother. It died before she had a chance to do so, and the woman went to the breeder's home in St. Peters, Missouri, about 5:45 in the morning on Wednesday. She pushed her way into the house and tried to get into the basement to grab another puppy. But after some hair pulling, the breeder managed to wrestle the woman out of her house. When she got outside, she started hitting the breeder on the head with the dead puppy, drawing the attention of a neighbor who called the police. The woman went back to her car, but waved the dead puppy out of the sunroof while yelling threats at the breeder, who did not need medical attention.
That's more than just bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the dog's dead. What the hell are you doing beating someone with it and then waving it like a flag?
Out the sunroof, I know. The dog owner could face felony burglary and misdemeanor assault charges.
Felony chihuahua waving.
dead chihuahua assault.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Go ahead and eat it.
Oh,
yeah, there's
it.
Plenty of Koreans that would eat that chihuahua.
Gosh.
Last week on The View, you know, now that Meredith Vieira's gone,
right.
They're having different people on. Well, they had not exactly the prettiest woman, comedian Sandra Bernhardt, on.
Oh, Lordy.
They were talking about the First Lady, Laura Bush. I think Bernhardt said that Laura Bush looks like she's always heavily medicated. And that ditz, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, spoke up, and I guess an argument ensued.
All right, let's check out the video.
What do you think of Laura Bush?
I think she's heavily medicated.
Pardon, about Laura Bush? Excuse me? Why? Because she advocates for education for children and protects...
Honey, she advocates and then she
disappears. Don't call me. First of all, honey, honey yourself. Laura Bush has stood out there and talked
to go.
Millions of people.
Laura Bush has
sit your ass down, Joey Behar.
She's gone out there, talks to, especially now
and
in the day and age.
She is
out there.
Thanks to Sarah Bernhardt. Sandra, you know what?
Okay, what the hell was that? You know what that all that sounded like to me is this.
you're so right. It's like
I didn't understand a damn word.
Neither did I. All I heard was, I'll tell you something, honey.
Oh,
Yes, that's right, folks. It's time for CNN, Cult News Network. You know, everyone's had rumors that Catherine McPhee of American Idol, the runner-up, is a Scientologist. Well, I think this just kind of proves it.
It's a rumor that she's a Scientologist.
That's what he just said.
Yes, it is, Ellen. It is indeed, Ellen. Thank you. Here, let me just read down these. 57 Perceptics, as told by L. Ron Hubbard. Time and sight, whatever that is.
Do you write this on a steno pad?
Yes. Taste and color and depth. Solidity of barriers. This wood, it's solid.
I can tell that this wood is solid.
Do any of the powers have to do with, like, balancing checkbooks or, like, accounting? Because L. Ron Hubbard was obsessed with accounting.
Personal emotion, endocrine states, awareness of awareness. So not just awareness.
I'm aware that I'm aware.
Personal size.
Man, are you whacked out.
organic sensation, heartbeat, blood circulation, cellular and bacterial position.
What? Where do you just move them somewhere else?
Yeah. You can move it to a part where your body works.
I just use most of the molecules and cells in my body to my foot, Steven.
That's why it's red.
Whenever you have your feet elevated and your feet fall asleep, that's what's going on, you guys.
Yeah. Gravatic, self and other weights, motion of self, so you'll know when you're moving.
You know when you're moving.
Motion of exterior.
Awareness of movement.
Body position, joint position, internal temperature, external temperature.
How much does balance. It cost to learn this stuff? That's what I want to know.
I know.
Here's a thermometer, now you know external temperature.
Balance.
So, hey, couldn't I see that on the news and the weather? I got to pay for that.
Somebody is muscular. Telling you this. You know yourself.
Muscular tension, saline content of the body, fields and magnetic, time track motion. So I guess that's like if you do something bad, you can like go back in time and correct it. Physical energy, self-determinism, moisture. Self-moisture, of course.
Holy shit! Where
you never know when you're too moist.
a lot of this has to do with awareness of things that...
happen in your body.
Yeah. Was he just sitting there on his poolside and it was kind of humid?
Sweating.
And he had his feet up.
I'm
he
aware
was drinking
of my moisture
something.
Level.
He's like, the blood seems to have rushed out of my feet and pins and needles. Okay.
This is great.
While reading a comic book.
The next one is sound direction, so you know, I guess, what
sound erection?
Direction.
But oh, okay.
This one takes it all. Emotional state of other organs. So it's like...
My stomach is unhappy right now. Yeah.
Hey, I have that. My stomach is sometimes sad.
My kidneys are really disappointed.
That's the music I hear when my
right
intestines
kidney.
Don't agree with me.
My right kidney is lonely because the left one won't talk to it anymore.
Now, Bill, could any of this stuff be true?
That's such a stupid question.
Perception of having perceived.
Oh, my God. It's almost like he was just making a joke and they just took him seriously.
Awareness of not knowing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Remember us talking about conundrums earlier, Stephen? Does this count yet?
I think we're getting there.
Awareness of importance and unimportance. Awareness of others. Awareness
of others.
awareness
of air. Awareness of breathing.
So you have to be aware of location and placement.
Aware of when things
spaces,
are ironic.
Location.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Last two, perception of appetite and kinesthesia, whatever the hell that is. But you never know when you're hungry or not, so it's good to have that.
Kinetics
perception.
Would be
hello?
Movement.
Let me just say, L. Ron Hubbard, batshit crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Oh,
and
my God.
The news.
I would say that he had some major issues.
Major issues.
Yes. All right, guys, we're back. That was a great news segment, Vanessa. You know, my favorite part of that is Vanessa's reading of the news. Apparently, that's her reading voice, Bill.
Yeah, it's sexy.
And I can't believe how long you've been doing the cult news now. We had enough to have some clips in there. So here's to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
No, Asian lady, put that zombie snake down.
One, two, three.
No, don't eat it.
Eat it.
Oh, my God. She's a zombie now. You dumbass. She bit into a zombie snake.
Well, at least now we know what happens if you eat a zombie.
Yeah. Oh, we had to kill the Asian lady.
Excellent splatter pattern.
Yes. Poor lady. She just wanted to be our friend.
Kind of want some General Tso's chicken now for some reason.
No. Don't turn around, Vanessa. Whatever you do, don't turn around. No, Vanessa! She got bit! Oh, God! Vanessa, no. Vanessa, you're going to be a zombie within minutes. Do you have anything to say before we have to put a bullet in your brain pan?
Could you sugarcoat it a bit for me?
Do you have anything final to say, Vanessa? Please.
The battle over Kirk Cameron's bare breath.
I don't understand why you'd pick that to be your final words. I just don't get it, but I'm sorry.
I'm scared.
Me too. Let's try to get to the train engine. What do you say? Brittany, you need to come with us too, dumbass. Come with us. This is crazy. I don't know what to do. This is horrible. Brittany, do you have any ideas?
Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
Is that possible?
No, I don't think so.
Travel speed? Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Well, if it is, why don't we try that? Let's get the train up to 88 miles an hour, Bill. And then
Brittany, why don't you go back and check out the flux capacitor?
Yeah, yeah. You go back there, Brittany, and we'll go back in time to back, and we'll never open the box. How's that? It'd be genius. Okay.
And we'll find Eugene and kill him.
Yes, we will. We'll kill that bastard. Okay, Brittany, is everything okay? Oh, Brittany got bit. Oh, Jesus.
No real loss there.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany.
Huh?
Sorry, Brittany. Is she dead? Check her, Bill.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, that was involuntary, I think.
You better put another bullet in her just to make sure.
Yeah. I'm going to empty this clip in her. Okay, she's dead. You know, I'm going to try out that going back in time thing. What do you think, Doc Brown?
21 gigawatts!
Jonathan, everything okay in your neck of the woods?
Hello?
No, Jonathan! No!
Look at that.
Oh, they're eating his hair! Jesus! Sick bastards! I was so looking forward to another season of Blowout. Farewell, my friend.
Oh, man, we're never going to get to see the little monkey.
No, we will not. Oh.
What are you doing, monkey?
Let's get this train going, Bill. Come on. Hey, let's roll up those multicolored carpets and throw them in the coal chute. What do you say?
Yeah, I think we've got a yellow, an orange, and a red here. Which one should we put in first?
I think yellow, if I remember correctly. Bill, look out! No! Damn it! Zombie Carl Monday got you! Damn it! Damn you, Carl Monday, to hell!
What do you think this is, an X-rated bookstore?
No, it's a train for the last time, you dumb shit! Damn you to hell! I'm the last one.
I'm not dead yet.
Oh, good. Hey, you doing okay, Bill?
I feel happier.
Oh, my God. Carl Monday wasn't a zombie. He just bit you.
Oh.
So you're okay?
Oh, okay. I felt some zombiness coming on.
He's got a bite fetish is what it is. So
you damn Carl
Everybody
Monday.
Told you we got video of you performing.
Marv Albert can get together.
The worst part is I just killed a guy in cold blood. He wasn't a zombie.
Well, Carl Monday deserved it.
Yes, he did. So
he had it coming.
Okay, here we go, Bill. We're going through time.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Huh? What? Hey, it's Bill.
Oh, well, hey, Bill. How'd Bill get here?
Hey. I just came from the future. Don't open that box. It's filled with zombie snakes.
Zombie snakes? What the hell are you talking about?
Zombie snakes. I think it was from Eugene.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard. Let's go. Let's open the box. I don't believe you, Bill.
Steve, don't open the box.
Constant rubbing against my manhood.
Oh, Eugene's masturbating in the box! Oh!
Man, I can't believe I looked directly at that.
Patron performing sexual acts.
Yes, Carl Monday.
Burned in my retinas.
I've seen the eyes of Satan.
What happened to the zombie snakes?
Carl, did you see what he was doing?
Pleasuring himself.
Yeah, he was. Bill, you seem to have a concerned look on your face. What's wrong?
There were zombie snakes in this before.
What are you talking about?
This box. It didn't have Eugene. It had zombie snakes.
What do you mean before?
I thought you'd be happy, Bill. We're celebrating our 1-year anniversary of our Brown Coat podcast.
No!
Casting.